Sir, Grim is dead.
What happened?
He has surrendered to the FBI.
What? Why would he do that?
He believed his new target broke the code.
Augustine. That fool surrendered over killing Augustine.
He felt that killing a human broke our cult's foundations.
Do you agree with him?
No, sir. Sir Augustine has given many Harfakians refuge over his years of leadership. At this point, he's just as dangerous as they are.
Good. It's no matter. We'll have someone else do it.
And that's the problem, sir. Grim told the FBI about his target.
He what?
He told them who his target was after turning himself in.
It's fine. I've waited this long to take him down. I can wait longer.
But sir, with the FBI's knowledge of us, surely we can't stay hidden for much longer.
Then we make ourselves public. Make them fear us.
Are you sure that's wise?
I'm the onlooker. I know what I'm doing. Anything else fall apart?
The FBI also knows about Manzo and Robbins' involvement.
Good. Can't think of a better way to start a public announcement.
Start it with what, sir?
An execution.
Akyon, Episode 12, The Eyes See All.
So, this is it.
Yes, it is.
I want to thank you for all you've done for us in our time here. Once we have ourselves situated in our new home, we will be sure to keep in touch.
Thank you, Falca, for opening your doors to us.
Safe travels, my friends. Dagger will bring you all to the boat.
I guess this is goodbye.
I'm really going to miss you.
Hey, I'll miss you too, man. You can still call me anytime.
I'm holding you to that. Expect a lot of calls at 2 a.m.
Okay, call me that early and I'm not picking up.
Best of luck, Simeon.
Thank you, Erica.
You've turned into a bright young man. I can see why my daughter thinks so highly of you. You will be a great asset to this place.
Thank you, sir.
I'm gonna miss you so much.
I'll miss you too, Poppy. Take care of Mom for me.
I will.
I am very happy to have learned I have a brother. Thank you for finding me.
Tell Dad I said hi.
He is in for such a surprise when I show up.
Melanie,
you are to call each of us at least once per week. We require mandatory visits every year for at least a week, especially on holidays. You will text me daily.
What are you, my mom?
Worse. I'm your best friend.
I'm really gonna miss you.
That goes both ways. Goodbye, Simeon.
Goodbye, Millie.
I guess we should get going.
Yeah. See you around Christmas.
You better.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
You have good friends.
Yeah, I really do.
You're conflicted.
What? No.
You seem unsure. What is it?
I don't know. I've thought about this over and over. I feel like I've made the right choice, but it still feels like something's off.
What is your heart telling you?
It's telling me I've made a mistake somewhere.
Then fix it.
But what if my heart makes the wrong choice?
There's a big difference between doing what's right and doing what's best.
I don't know.
Then you will never feel content.
I don't know what it is.
Take some time. I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out.
You didn't tell him, did you?
Of course I didn't.
Why not?
It's not the right time.
Well, when is the right time?
I don't know. It's not now.
Who knows when you'll see him again?
You think I don't know that? I just... He's happy here. I can't keep that from him.
Did he seem happy to you?
I don't know. Yes?
You know him. He's staying because he thinks he's morally obligated to. It's just like what happened with Ruby.
What happened with Ruby?
Simeon asked Tron to date because he felt like he made a promise to Fila when she was dying.
Did Ruby tell you that?
No, Simeon did.
He did?
Yeah.
Why did he tell you and not me?
My best guess was that he felt awful and didn't want to let you down.
Well, if he can break his supposed moral obligation to Ruby, if he doesn't want to stay, he won't.
That's the thing, he didn't. Ruby was the one that decided they shouldn't be together.
Why?
I don't know. I imagine that if she didn't stop things, he would have stuck with her, regardless of how he felt. That's just the kind of person he is.
If you're expecting me to go running back for him, I'm not.
I'm not. But maybe you should.
What does my heart say? What does my heart say?
I can't believe it's taking you this long. Do you need me to spell it out for you?
Maybe.
You want to go with them.
What? No, this is where I belong.
You aren't a good liar, Simeon.
I don't get it. I'm finally in a place where I don't feel alone, but I'm not happy.
Sure, the people here are like you. But your heart isn't here. Your heart is back home with the League.
I don't think it's just the League.
What do you mean?
She's saying there's some repressed feelings you aren't letting out. I agree.
Repressed feelings? Hang on a minute. I need to make a call.
I'm sorry for the times I hold you.
Simeon? It's 3 in the morning, what is it?
Why didn't you want to go on a second date with me?
What? Do we need to talk about this right now? Like I said, it's 3 in the...
Yes, now, for clarity. For my own sake.
Okay, fine. I didn't go on a second date with you because I kind of outgrew my crush for you.
Ouch.
Sorry, I didn't mean it as an insult.
Well, it's kind of hard to take it any other way.
I know, sorry. What I'm trying to say is... I've had that crush on you since we were in elementary school. When things actually happened between us, I was so happy. But when it came down to things, I wasn't feeling the connection I thought we would have. I mean, you're a great guy, and I'm glad we're still friends, but I felt your attention was elsewhere. I saw how you look at her, and I saw how she looked at you.
Her? Who's her?
You don't really need me to tell you, do you?
No, you don't. Ruby?
Yes?
I'm sorry if I led you on.
It's okay. I know you weren't trying to hurt me. We went on one date. It's not like we were a couple.
Thanks, Ruby.
Anytime.
I can't stay.
I'm glad you were able to come to a decision.
But I also can't leave you guys.
Or not.
But who says I can't have both?
Go on.
Lying on our backs in the grass. Underneath the midnight sky, you looked at me and asked.
I'm putting my number in your phone. Call me whenever.
I will. I'm going to miss you, Vic.
I'm going to miss you, too.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Victor, hurry up. The boat's about to leave.
Calm down. I'm coming.
Wait, hold up. Don't leave yet.
What's he doing?
He has his bags with him.
Don't go.
He's changed his mind.
Don't. Leave without me.
What happened to staying here?
I'm doing both.
How is that supposed to work?
Everyone is coming too. They need a new place to live. We have one for them in New York. The home for Wayward Archeon. They only have Anzo and Hara there, so it's practically empty.
Are you sure Augustine would be okay with this?
Yeah, I called him before running over here. He's totally okay with it. He actually prefers it to them moving somewhere else. Allows a stronger relationship between the two groups.
Are you guys ready yet? We're trying to leave.
Almost, Dagger. You getting on this boat, or what?
Oh, yeah.
Glad to have you back, brother.
Thank goodness you're coming back!
You can't get rid of me that easily, Vic.
Are you sure you made the right choice?
Yeah. I think I did.
I agree.
Glad to have you back, Simeon.
Thanks, Smelly. Hey, I have something I need to say to you.
Yes?
Yeah, well, I've been thinking for a while, and I think it's time that I actually spoke about what I've been feeling.
Oh my god, it's happening!
Cool. What's happening?
What is it?
These past few weeks here and in Ferent have helped me see something deep down inside of me that I never really gave much thought to. I love you, Melly.
What?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I just made things really awkward. I didn't really think that much about if you felt the same way when I was coming up with what I was gonna say. I hope I haven't—
Oh, shut up.
Finally.
Does that ease any of your concerns?
Totally.
Wait a minute, I get it now. You weren't upset because Simeon's your best friend.
Thanks for finally seeing the obvious.
Even I saw it.
You knew? How long has this been going on?
Far too long.
You're surprisingly quiet about this, Cliff. That's your daughter who's kissing.
They're young. Let them fall in love. Besides, of all the people she could have chosen, he isn't awful.
You know what this means, right?
We're dating?
Well, yeah, obviously. I was just gonna say we need to apologize to all those people we got mad at for insinuating we were a couple.
Yeah, they really called it, didn't they?
Even my mom said we should be together. How crazy is that?
Not crazy at all. Your mother has excellent taste.
I can't believe this. Simmy's all grown up.
I thought 22 was already grown up. Isn't he older than you?
He's just dating. You are too, Vic. Somehow.
Yeah. But I did it first.
I can't wait to get home.
So, a cult that's bloodthirsty for half-arc young blood wants me dead.
That would be the gist of it, sir.
Your intended assassin is dead, but that doesn't mean the Eyes won't send someone else.
Let them come. They will find I don't die as easily as they like.
I respect your confidence, Lionel, but I think taking some precautions to ensure your safety is what's best.
What kind of precautions are we talking about?
Tightened security, bodyguards that stay near you, stuff like that. Anything we can do to prevent a future attack.
Fine. Do what you must.
Thank you, Lionel.
Any word on Kubo Manzo?
Yes. It appears no one knows where he is.
How?
I imagine he learned of this grim fellow's fate, and figured we must know about his involvement. I imagine he's fled.
That's not very helpful.
No, it isn't. That doesn't mean we'll stop looking.
Glad to hear it. Hohenheim, I hear Simeon is returning home tomorrow.
Yes, he is. Veronica and I are going to pick him up from the airport.
It will be good to have him back, but he can't know anything about the Eyes. Not unless it's absolutely necessary.
I agree. He already knows there's a target on his back with the High Order. He doesn't need to worry about others.
I'll talk with Selvi about improving my security detail. I thank you both for your work on this case.
Hey, I helped!
Yes, you did, Erzan. This is twice you've come to our aid. How would you like a more permanent position?
That's a great joke, sir. Wait, you're serious? I thought you hated me.
I do hate you. But I hate seeing you waste the potential you have on scamming others more.
I can't believe it. Me, working for the League. What job am I doing?
You will be working undercover in the Archeon Criminal Underground. Shouldn't be a hard act for you to follow. You'll feed us any info we might need.
So, an informant?
Exactly. Don't think of this position as an opportunity to continue to try to pull off any cheap tricks on people.
I won't, sir. I promise.
Good. I expect a report on my desk every other day.
You got it.
Congratulations, Arzan.
Yes, this job will certainly help you with your wife and upcoming child.
What? Oh, there's no baby. Kim lied to save our skins.
I knew it.
Why admit to the lie now?
Because Kim left me. I don't need to lie for her anymore.
She left you?
I would think you'd be more upset.
I was pretty upset at first. But then I realized that literally everything I owned was gone. All she left was a note saying, "Thanks for the memories." Turns out the whole marriage was her scamming me to begin with. Her name isn't even Kim, it's Sasha.
Ouch.
Yeah, my life is a total train wreck. So this job is really helpful.
Glad I can help.
What do you mean you've never ridden an airplane before?
Oh, the last time I knew about the status of airplanes, they've just being invented.
It's completely safe. The chance of something bad happening is really small.
I don't know.
I can hold your hand while the plane takes off.
Yes, please.
Come back and visit sometime.
I'd love to. You should come by New York sometime, too.
That would be really cool. What do you think, Mum?
I've heard New York is a lovely place. I'm sure we can manage something.
What are you doing? I don't want them to visit.
I'm panicking. I've never had a girlfriend before. I don't want your family to hate me.
Believe me, they don't.
What are you two talking about?
Nothing.
I'm going to say goodbye to the others.
Hey, Simeon. Could you go with the others? I need to talk with my daughter for a minute.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What is it?
Something's been eating at me since the end of the conflict at Cormandorum. Why did you save me? I thought you hated me.
I do hate you. I think you are an awful human being. That being said, I don't think you should die because you made my childhood a living hell. That wouldn't make me any better than what I'm fighting against.
Well, thank you. I hope you don't regret giving me a second chance.
Hold on, I just want to get this out there. I don't forgive you. I don't think I ever will, but I understand that you're trying to do better, and I'll respect that. You want me to forgive you. I'm going to need more than just an apology. I need you to prove that you're a better person. Be a good dad to Deacon, and maybe, I'll reconsider having you as an actual part of my life.
I don't know where you got the idea that you could talk to your father like that.
No, Olivia. It's okay. She's right. I'll do my best.
That's all I can ask for.
Thank you. We should probably head out. I'll go get Deacon.
I thought you told me Simeon wasn't your boyfriend. You really insisted there was nothing between you.
Mom, I really don't want to have this conversation.
All I'm trying to say is that I was right.
So we're a lot of people. You aren't that special.
You could be a little nicer to me, you know. I am your mother, after all.
How have you been nice to me? Like how you used to listen to me talk about how awful Dad was and did nothing.
Your father is trying to improve. I always knew there was a good man in him.
Then why not improve him when I was a kid?
You wouldn't understand. It's more complicated than that.
That's the thing, I do understand. Dad's actually trying to make things better, but you're exactly the same.
Your father won't be happy about this conversation.
I don't care. I stopped trying to make you happy a long time ago.
Fine. You were right. I was flirting with Simeon when you first arrived.
Why are you saying this now?
Because I'm mad at you. I'm mad and I want you to feel uncomfortable around your new boyfriend.
Your husband won't be too happy to hear about this conversation.
You'd better not tell him.
It's getting harder and harder to figure out who's the child in this relationship. I need to go, Mum. Don't know when we'll see each other again.
Don't think you can just talk to me like that! I gave birth to you! That has to amount to something!
You okay?
Me? I'm feeling great. I'll miss you, Deke.
I'll miss you too. I promise to visit sometime.
I'd really like that. Goodbye, Father. Don't forget what you promised.
Never. Goodbye, Melly.
Ready to go?
Yeah. It'll be good to finally be home.
You were very brave.
I told you it wasn't a big deal.
It's good to finally be back home.
It really is.
Oh, there they are.
Welcome home.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
I'm sure it is. We heard you had a rather stressful trip.
It was, but nothing we couldn't handle.
Your group is becoming something of a legend. 3 High Order members in 6 months. Stuff like that doesn't happen.
We're all really proud of you. Let's go out and celebrate. My treat.
Dad!
Dorothea?
Dad?
I can explain. What are you doing here?
Simeon found me. He brought me back. Why didn't you?
I wanted to bring you back to a world where you didn't have to fear for yourself every day. That world hasn't happened yet. I promise you, when it did, I was coming directly to you.
Dad, it's been over 100 years. That's just even the world we have.
She's over 100 years old? That explains it. She looks so young. Haim, why didn't you tell me you had a daughter?
Don't feel like I specifically left you out of the loop. Even Augustine didn't know about this.
No more secrets, okay?
Okay.
You don't have any more kids I don't know about, do you?
No, this is it.
You must be Simeon's mother.
I am. I can't say I wasn't surprised by this, but any child of Haim is a child of mine. Welcome home.
So, Simeon, are we going to tell them?
Tell them what? Oh, right.
What is it, sweetheart?
Melanie and I, we've decided that we're going to start dating.
Oh, that's wonderful!
I knew it! Vernon owes me $20.
You guys were betting on us?
Absolutely.
Congratulations, you two.
All the more reason to celebrate.
I'm all for celebrating, but there's one more thing we need to do. We need to meet with Augustine as soon as possible.
What for? We know how to end the war.
You're telling me that you two met the Guardian from the World Connection myth?
Yes.
And this Guardian told you to find the Ark of the Worlds and destroy it in order to end the war and seal the walls between our worlds?
Yes.
You do realize how crazy this sounds, don't you?
Oh, it sounds incredibly crazy. I wouldn't believe it either if I hadn't seen the Ark myself. It's real.
This Guardian didn't happen to mention where we could find it, did they?
That's the hard part. We have no idea.
That doesn't help us much.
It doesn't, but it's a start. We know how we can win.
I'll have research about the subject started. I don't know if we'll be able to glean anything, but we'll do what we can.
Thank you, sir.
Good work with Cor Mandorum. Having them here is much better than them going into hiding again. It's helpful for everyone involved. I know Falker offered you the chance to live there. I'm glad you didn't take it. You're a big part of things here.
I could never really leave here. This is where I belong.
You should be seeing the people of Cor Mandorum arriving within the next month. I'll be placing your squad in charge of making sure they feel welcome.
Yes, sir.
It would be our honor.
It's hard to believe you have taken down another Order member. Two even.
To be fair, they kind of killed their own people this time.
Still, that's three gone. Only five remain. I hate to say, but now that they know who you are, I'm sure you'll become acquainted with the rest of them soon enough.
They're losing. We must have the upper hand now.
I like your enthusiasm, but the remaining members aren't ones to be taken lightly. So far, you've scraped the bottom of a high-order chain of command.
What's left?
Now's a better time than any. First is Carmen Victria.
Here are their boxes.
Singer and musician turned political activist. Carmen temporarily sided with the Order in hopes of reform, but became a permanent part after the fall of Nost. She's known to be the most forgiving of the group. Her magic can cause many things, including hypnosis and hallucinations. Grima Runa.
My pleasure.
Shapeshifter and master manipulator. No one knows what Grima's true appearance is, and at this point, I don't think they do either. They began work as a spy for the royal family until they were caught selling information to the enemy. Disgraced, they joined the High Order with hopes of returning to the prestigious position they once held. Umbra Undelis.
I don't take orders from you.
Not much is known about her since she likes to keep to the shadows. While her motivations for joining the Order are not known to us, we do know that she's an incredibly dangerous adversary. She's a highly trained assassin, with a list of accomplished missions so long it could fill this room. Bellum Greaves.
Give the bloody order, Argent!
Military commander, and the man in charge of the Archeon Royal Army. He's potentially the most dangerous member, aside from their leader. He has thousands of soldiers at his fingertips, all of whom are ready for war. He sided with the High Order when he was promised a higher military presence under the new government. It's believed that Bellum's betrayal was what ultimately tipped the coup in the High Order's favor. Then, of course, there's Argent, the head of this vicious snake.
What comes next is we find this new hybrid.
Argent used to go by the name of Saichi von Astra. He's the younger brother of King Nost, and is thus the first in the royal line. After the takeover, however, Argent renounced the crown and decided to lead Archeos as a group with the other Order members. He oversees the daily operations of each member and makes sure they stay well within the Order's ideals. He is to be avoided at all costs. If even just one half-Archeon person falls into his hands, it would bring about the end of humanity.
And we thought that Ezradel was difficult. How can we face that?
Hello? Sir?
Yes, Poppy. What is it?
I'd like to return my relic.
What? Why? Is it broken?
It's not broken. I just don't like it.
That's it? Did you even use it?
I did. I don't think I can go through that again.
Well, I don't normally do this, but I suppose if Victor is willing, you two can switch like you wanted.
Oh, thank God. I'll go tell him.
As spring turned to summer, the Archeon Demonic Hunting League welcomed many new guests. Every week, more and more citizens of Cormondorum found their way to the New York City home for Wayward Archeon. The home's population of four skyrocketed to 106. My mom couldn't have been happier.
Finally, a full house! Makes the work even more worthwhile.
The last to arrive was Falca, Sana, and their infant son, Dad.
A pleasure to finally meet you, Madame Falca.
Thank you for having us.
Now, I was informed by your associate, Mr. Dagger, But you don't remember your original name.
That idiot. He wasn't supposed to tell anyone.
He had good reason to. I searched our half-Archeon database to find you. It took me a long time, but I think I found it. Your file.
This. This has my real name in it?
It does. Whether or not you want to look at it is up to you. I think you should. Maybe you'll find that closure you've been wanting.
Maria. My name is Maria. I remember now.
That's not the only surprise you'll find.
My mother is alive?
And in good health, too. It looks like whatever you did to her wasn't permanent. You can visit her anytime you like.
I'd rather not. She was awful to me. I'm glad she's okay, though. Clears my conscience. Thank you, Sir Augustine.
Please, call me Lionel.
Every person found their place here. What they weren't prepared for, however, is what came next.
And here is where we'll start the tour. Right here in the front lobby. This place is huge!
This is just the first room. Wait till you see the rest.
Where do we sign up to be hunters?
We'll worry about that after the tour. You're interested in joining?
I'm interested in making a difference. If this is where I can do that, sign me up.
I want to join too!
You're a little too young right now, Arbor, but you're just old enough to apply to the academy.
I have to go to school? Aw, man!
I don't know what I'm excited to see more.
Like you can see anything, kid! It's because you're blind! What? Oh, she's the only one who can make blind jokes?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Fine. Okay, I'll just stop talking.
We should all stop talking and get this tour going. We aren't going to see anything chit-chatting.
What in the world is going on outside?
I don't know.
It looks like an angry mob. They're trying to get in.
Everyone, come quickly to my office.
Sir, what's going on?
No time to explain. Do what he says. You aren't safe here.
What exactly is going on, Lionel?
A rather serious matter, I'm afraid.
What is it then? You have us all here. Tell us.
What I'm about to show you was shown on every screen in the world less than an hour ago.
I think it's best if we just watch.
Hello, people of Earth.
Why is he talking like he's an alien? Sorry.
I am the Onlooker. I am the leader of the group you might know from your history books. We are the Eyes of Agaeus. My people and I have stayed in the shadows long enough. I've come to warn you all of a very real threat to humanity's existence. The humans call them half-Archean. The Archean call them half-humans. They are neither. They are a new breed, and, left unchecked, could destroy our world. They are too dangerous to be left to their own devices.
I can't believe he's saying this.
I have a proposition for all of you. But first, I have to deal with some unfinished business. Please, wait just a moment.
Senator Robbins! What is he doing here?
Robbins! U.S. Senator and family man. No idea why you voted for this guy. He can't keep a secret. Apply just a tiny bit of pressure and he tells you his life story. You know what he did. He revealed our plans to the FB friggin' I. What do you have to say for yourself, Mr. Senator.
What do you want? I'll give you anything. Money! Power! I'll give it to you!
Senator. We just revealed to the entire world that you are corrupt on live television. You think you have anything you can really give me? No. What I want from you is much simpler than that. I want you to be an example of what not to do.
No, don't!
Oh my God.
This is messed up.
I'm behind door number 2. League head Kubo Manso.
Here's our answer to where he went.
What are you doing? Do you realize who I am? You're in so much trouble.
You see, folks, Mr. Manso didn't actually do anything wrong. Not on purpose, at least. He had the unfortunate luck of being found out.
Found out? By who?
Grimm let the FBI find him. In finding him, they found you.
Grimm? I'll kill him.
No need to worry about that. He's already dead. Anyway, time to tie up the loose ends.
Wait, you said this is Rife, right?
Yes. Well, I'm in the middle of a very important announcement, so please don't interrupt.
I know his real name. It's...
Really? Ready to give me up at the last minute? Not very sportsmanlike of you, Kubo.
Please tell me he isn't shooting anyone else.
He's not. But here comes the worst part.
Now that all that nasty business is over, let me get to where you normal citizens come in. Our group needs your help in saving the human world from this half-Archean threat. We want you to help us find these people hidden amongst us.
Is he calling for us to be hunted?
Doesn't make sense. Sure, there are some people that would go along with this, but that crowd outside was frantic. Call to action shouldn't cause that much chaos.
Of course, you will be rewarded handsomely. We are ready to offer 100,000 for every half-Archean you deliver to us.
Oh, God.
That would do it.
If that isn't enough to pique your interest, we have some special bounties. Simeon Herigold and Orthea Schmidt. Their capture will net you 500,000 each. Did you do the math? That's right. You bring us both of them and you get $1 million. That's a lot of money. Why those two specifically? That's a secret. I can't tell you. It'll spoil the fun.
Us? Why?
We don't know.
Bring them to us any way you can. Dead? Alive? We don't care. We'll kill them anyway. Except for the two special bounties. Please bring them in alive. Why? I won't tell. With that, I leave the rest to you, citizens of the world. Humans of the world. My information is correct. There's a whole lot of them at the League headquarters in New York. Remember, the eyes see all. Happy hunting.
Well, there has to be some reason Simeon and Dorothy are being targeted.
We have our theories, but nothing that the eyes should have knowledge of.
It's our lineage, isn't it?
Let's not discuss that right now, Simeon.
It's not important.
It is important. My grandfather is King Nost. If that isn't a reason to target me, what is?
Your grandfather is what?
Whoa, you're telling me you're royalty?
That was supposed to be confidential.
Your Majesty.
Stop it.
Well, they know now, whether it's deserved or not. It doesn't make sense how they would know, so we dismissed the idea rather quickly.
The High Order wasn't supposed to know about Kormandorum either.
That is true. At any rate, How they know or why they're doing it doesn't matter. What does matter is keeping you and the people of Cor Mandorum safe.
How are we going to do that with an angry mob at the front door?
We have some time before they could possibly break in. We're having some safe rooms prepared for you deep in the building. You'll be staying there until we can move you safely to more secure locations, until this is all over.
What?
You can't just do that!
You're just gonna lock us up.
We don't have much choice. Those people out there would take the first chance to kill you.
We can protect ourselves. Go out there and show them we won't be messed with.
And what are you going to do? Kill them? This will only make people come after you more. But this time it won't be for money. It will be out of fear. This is the only way to guarantee your safety without hurting anyone.
Volka, say something! We can't go through with this!
If it's what's best, we'll do it.
Dad, this can't be serious.
The mob has made it inside. Sylvie has called in and said the rooms are ready.
Thank you, Ruby.
Dad.
Father, speak to us. Please don't make the same mistake again.
I promise you, we'll stop at nothing to end this. I can't lose either of you.
I'm sorry, everyone. I really am. I wish you didn't have to come to this.
We're falling apart.
They were all fools. They knew the consequences of their actions.
You say that so easily, Bellum. But 6 months ago, there were 8 of us. I only see 5.
There's always a price to pay with war.
Would you two stop fighting? You're giving me a headache.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Grima. Do you want me to kiss it and make it all better?
Enough, all of you. Come and we need to stop dwelling on our losses. Bellum, the people you call fools were our subordinates. Treat them with some respect.
Asdrubal was an idiot who forged his own path of demise. And Gaul and Aranea literally betrayed us. I see no reason for respect.
I am your leader. Do as I say.
You know, there's only so many times you can use that against us before something bad happens.
Are you threatening me?
Well, no, I would never. I'm simply stating the facts.
Can we just get to what we're here for?
Yes. You are all aware of the broadcast that happened in the human world earlier today, correct?
Yes.
Thought of going after them myself. That's a lot of money.
Well, yes, but we have no use for human currency.
Still, would be fun to have.
Our target is one of the half-humans with the special bounty.
We wait.
For what? Them to kindly open the doors for us and let us in?
We wait for the League to slip up. They won't be able to keep Simeon safe forever. Eventually, these Eyes of Agaeus people will have their hands on him. That's when we move in. There's no way that every agent in that building is a saint. Someone is going to want that money. That's when they'll slip up. Once Simeon is in our hands, the human world will be ours. Just like that.
Simeon?
They let you in? That's a surprise.
They weren't going to originally, but I told Augustine about our relationship. He wasn't happy, but he let me in.
Is he ever happy about anything?
Only when he gets a new weapon.
I was so close.
To what?
Being happy.
You weren't happy before.
I felt happy before, but I was just starting to feel happy about my life. I had people just like me living right next door. I just gained a decent amount of control of my powers. I had you.
You still have me.
I know. It's just that once things finally got good, I find myself somewhere worse. Trapped in here. I can't even see the other people they have locked up down here. A room with four walls and no windows. All to myself.
Things aren't over yet.
It sure feels like it.
Take my hand. I promise you that I will stop at nothing to make it safe for you to step back out there. I don't care how long it takes. I love you, Simeon Harrigold, and I want you to be happy.
I love you too, Millie.
Melanie, I think it's best if we give Simeon some more time to adjust. You'll be able to visit again.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry, Simeon. I'm only doing this because I care.
Make sure you end this.
You have my word.
This isn't the end, Simeon. Far from it.
End of book two. Archeon. Caleb Hughes as Simeon. Elizabeth Plant as Melanie. Ethan McCabe as Victor. Addy Nofal as Poppy. Connor Howard as Hohenheim. Kay Weaver as Dana Harvey. Jeff Leeson as Clifford Reeves. Callum Perry as Sir Augustine. Sean Cadia as Urzon. Stephanie Tobin as Advena. Rissa Montanez as Falca. Joy Ofodu as Erica. Delvin Green as Dagger. Ife as Hayes. Johnny Machado as Aranea. Nate Barham as Gal. Oliver Smith as Torden and Sean. Aud Andrews as King Agaeus. Kat Peterson as Hjarta. Eleanor Anwin as Dorothea. Alexandra Macedo as Ruby. Ali Ann as Veronica. Marcus Rothenberg as Jameson. Corey Levere as Corvus. Alexander Dottie as Fenrir. Ellis Knight as Jormungandr. Trent Trachtenberg as Lord Argent. Ray O'Hare as Bellum. Monique Tanguay as Umbra. Heather Somers as Carmen. Rose as Grima. Vera Tan as Aquila. Melissa White as Melody. Zach Elliott as Ignis. Jess Flom as Somnia. Kelsey Poppin as Sana. Diana Helen Kennedy as Olivia. Lorenzo Onrubia as Senator Robbins. Meredith Nudo as Kim. Naomi Madeline as Lady Ellis. Jet Falco as Kubo Manzo. Josh Edwards as Vernon. Colin Peter as Octavian and Hargreen. Nicole Tuttle as Tully. Tristan Stone as Deacon. Peter Wicks as Grimm. Anna as Arbor. Edward Brian Saba Castillo as Oscar. Amina Kuroma as Bakari. Joanna De Vera as Divya. Monica Milani as Rockta. Gwen Morgan as Sylvie. Kara Kanabnet as Varda. Kale Cusumano as Ezra. Jack Paris as Anza. Sarah Jen as Hara. Andrew Latherwood as Dave Martins. Cassandra Diane as Young Melanie. And Aubrey Poppleton as the onlooker. Additional voices this season provided by Abby Hughes, Caleb Hughes, Nate Barham, Jenna Oliver, Samantha Kwok, Emily Folger, Monica Milani, Isabella Tugman, Tristan Stone, Andrew Latheron, and Meredith Nudo. Thank you so much for listening this season. If you'd like to hear more from us, follow us on Twitter at Studio Archeon. Now, a look to the future.
It has been almost a year since the mysterious eyes of a Gaius group first brought themselves to light.
The group called for the capture and killing of a special group called the Half-Archeon.
To eradicate the Half-Archeon menace entirely. They might seem sweet and innocent, but all it takes is one for human society to fall apart.
The call for action, as well as the promised monetary reward, has brought them great success in completing their goal. Lionel Augustine, head of the North American sector of the Archeon Demonic Hunting League, has denounced the actions of the Eyes of Agaeus and refuses access to the half-Archeon people he has under his care.
The general public is blinded by greed. These are people just like us. People that deserve to live the lives they want, free of fear.
Miss, anything to say about your involvement with the half-Archeon Simeon Harrigold? Would you folks all just leave the poor girl alone? We've done enough damage already.
There are many petitioning the League to release those under their care, but they are protected by the United States government, who also denounces the act.
If you are watching this, just know, I will find you. You and all your pals, Augustine is hiding.
Stay tuned with us as we keep track of the events surrounding the Eyes of Agaeus.
Knows where he is. No one can find him. They killed. I just hope someone can find this before it's too late.
No. No. That can't be real. It can't be. There is a
light. Archeon, Book 3. Currently in early pre-production.